If you guys are currently feeling like your boundaries are not being met, or you're having a hard time setting or communicating boundaries, or it's taking a lot of energy from you, in this video, I'm going to tell you guys why this is happening. And today we're focusing on workplace boundaries, specifically professional boundaries. And if you guys want to know how to properly set and communicate boundaries, I got you. You guys can get my brand new workplace boundary scripts. It's in the description below. I just launched it. And I provide you guys starting scripts for common workplace situations, so starting responses, and I give you guys different expressional options, so sharp options, soft options, and playful options. So when do we feel tension or anxiety instead of confidence, ease, and flow with the boundaries we want to have? A lot of times it's when we are reactive and not going to the root of our true intentions with our boundaries. And oftentimes when we're reactive, it's also when we are attaching our boundaries to others. We're feeling like others have control or ownership of our boundaries. How does that look like? For example, when we don't want to take on extra work, or when we're taking on extra work that we feel like it's not within our responsibility. When we are feeling tension or anxiety, it's when we feel like others have control of our needs and our limits and our boundaries. And we either don't know how to communicate, or when we're communicating, there's some imbalances there, or something within us, we don't fully believe and know that we can have our own boundaries. So that goes back to not being truly intentional, not going to the root of things, and just acting or feeling off of the reactive emotions from the experience. Another example would be, if we want to be spoken with more respect at work, when we are reactive, not going to the true root of things, we feel like it might be others' faults. It might be the fault of others. And yes, people might be behaving in toxic ways, but their behaviors are not definitively tied to us. But if we go to the root of things, we'll see that for workload, it's something about our inability to be in our own boundaries, to be in our own limits, and to properly communicate this, and to know how to communicate without imbalances in our communication, which we will talk about. Same thing with being spoken to with more respect. Yes, we want to influence others to speak to us with more respect, but that energy and that outcome, it comes through us first. It comes through something within us, within our presence, within how we present ourselves that we have to change. So the root of things is always something tied to us, and it's within our control. It's within our ownership. And that actually means liberation too, because it's never really attachment to someone else. Someone else does not have ownership of our boundaries, our worth, or our limits. Sometimes we might feel like we know our boundaries, we know what our needs are, what our limits are, what we need for our well-being, but we don't fully believe that we deserve our boundaries, limits, and our standards for well-being. So within us, we're still in balance. We're wanting it, but we're feeling blame, shame, or guilt with these things. And that's obviously going to manifest in how we present ourselves at the workplace, and people that we interact with will see this tension, this conflict within us, and they are going to just push it, or they are not going to respect it because we're not in full confidence, knowing, and respect of ourselves. There's confusion going on, there's conflict going on, there's back and forth. Superiority and inferiority is not the same as sharp and soft. They can be very closely connected and related, but like in my scripts program, I give you guys sharp, soft, and playful responses for each common workplace situation you can use. So you'll see that it's not about the sharp, soft, or playful expressions. Superiority and inferiority is about the imbalances in our own energy when we're expressing ourselves. Superiority is tied to looking down at people, or judging people, blaming people, putting negativity on others. That's imbalance. Sometimes, though, the superiority can be inferior the superiority can be expressed in a soft way too. Passive aggressiveness. Being like really sweet and kind, but you're actually feeling superior. So superiority, again, is not about the actual sharp, soft, playful expressions that we use. It's about the energy our thoughts, emotions, our intentions, our state of being behind it. And an inferiority would be when we're feeling inferior. Shame, blame ourselves, people pleasing, scared, fear of our own well-being, our own worth, our own needs. And so when we communicate, we give off this inferior energy. And sometimes we can present superior too, but we're actually feeling inferior. We've all gone through this. We've all experienced this, trying to be more confident, but we're actually feeling inferior. It's very nuanced, but it all is happening within. And if we're fully honest and conscious with ourselves and really see that it's all interconnected, how we're thinking and feeling on the inside will translate and manifest into how others perceive us. Then we will take a lot more time and effort to regulate ourselves, to really find more balance within before we communicate anything to anyone, whether it's boundaries or whatever. So an example of superiority versus inferiority versus balanced would be something like, let's say you want to get off on time for work. And I have this situation in the workplace boundary scripts too. If you communicate with something like, I get off at 5, or I don't work after 5, with that kind of energy, you have superiority with it. How others take it, they will be triggered. They will be triggered and they will retaliate, or they will allow it in the moment but not like it. And that's going to manifest in some sort of other conflict in the future. Or maybe they're going to gossip to others that you're just a bitch, even though you're not. But how you were communicating, you came off like that. So that's just going to manifest to other issues in the workplace, superiority. If you're inferior, you are, again, going back to no balance within, going back and forth within. You feel bad that you want to get off because it seems like there is a lot going on. So you're like, I'm going to go now. Sorry, I'm going to go now. Sorry, I can. That kind of energy, you're making others feel like you don't deserve to leave on time. You're putting that, you're imbalanced yourself, and the imbalances is manifesting with your interactions with others too. It's about when we're eye level balanced with others, we know ourselves, we know what we deserve, we know our truth, but we're also open and compassionate. We are that in our energy, and that's going to manifest through our delivery. Then when you want to leave on time, you'll say things like, I'm going today, or I can't stay late today, or bye. You don't even explain yourself. And if you see that there's people are working on something, or maybe they're a little bit stressed out, you can be like, what's going on though? I can help tomorrow. Tell me what's happening. You'll show openings of compassion too, while still having your limits. You can be definitive. And once you're able to flow in all of this balance, you can make right now decisions. You know you're always going to respect yourself. You're going to leave on time. But when things are happening, you will not be scared to ask about what the situation is. Because a lot of people, when they're scared of their own boundaries, they just leave. They run away. they suppress or they ignore other people doing work because they don't want to be in a position where they're asked about their boundaries and they don't feel confident enough about it. So they just like run away, or they just quietly leave. But if you're truly confident with your own limits, standards, boundaries, you'll be open. You'll talk to people, and you will still blatantly say, okay, I can't today. You don't overexplain, but I feel you. Look, I'm going to come and help you tomorrow. Okay. Or you know what? Maybe you even have a recommendation for them. You know what? You should try it this way. This is going to save you a lot more time. Or you can even encourage them, hey, look, take a break. This isn't due until next week. I know it's frustrating. I can help you at lunch tomorrow. Let's talk about it at lunch tomorrow, but you should take a break. And the other thing is, a lot of times imbalances arise within ourselves or with others because we are ourselves very tense, very serious, very worked up in that negative zone. And when we're in all this tension, negativity, worry, then it's very hard to find balance within, find balance with others. Even if we know and we're trying, because we're so tense, everything is so heavy, it's hard to come back to balance, because true balance should feel easy. It's in flow. It's matter of fact. It's this give and take, fluid, flexible, but also confident energy. It's flow energy. And now we are going to use our scripts, get the workplace boundary scripts below, to have a starting point to know how to communicate what we want to communicate in any expression we like, whether it's sharp, soft, or playful. We'll be able to do that because we will be reviewing the how-to guide and understanding the practice of balance, the practice of intention, the practice of regulation. You'll find all of this information, all of the practices in the program below. And you guys can also book one-on-one coaching with me. You guys can find that in the description below as well. If you want personal support on improving your presence, your delivery, your intentions, your interactions with others, whether that is personal, social, or professional settings, you guys can book one-on-one coaching below. That's it. Remember, guys, when we're in doubt, what do? We see things from a new view. We just gotta see it from a new view. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.